This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
This episode of Let the Hate Flow Through You is brought to you by Jess Falstich.
Sheer, I told you it's Falstich.
That's not how it's spelled.
Well, BJ yelled at us.
So it's spelled Falstich, though.
It's like false dick, like it's like a fake dick, you know, like a sex toy.
Oh. That's Jess Dildo.
Private Prissy Pants!
Sir, yes, sir! Lieutenant Hefty?
What are you doing on your iPod on guard duty?
I'm listening to the default setting, sir.
Default setting?
Sir, yes, sir. It's a podcast where Jess and Gigi discuss people's default setting and how it's affected them, sir.
Sounds like hippie liberal psychobabble to me, Private.
It's actually really good.
What are you doing on base?
I'm your 5 o'clock humiliation appointment.
I hired you for discretion.
Catch the default setting on the Above Below Entertainment Network.
This is Nick Urich, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Jordano Diablo.
To Let the Hate Flow Through You live from Shakespeare's Lower Level in Kalamazoo, Michigan. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Jordano Diablo.
And we're continuing on with last week's episode where we discuss some shifty people.
I don't want to give it away.
Yeah, some shifty people and the methods they use to manipulate audiences. But now we're going to talk in a broader sense. Joining us this week is Kalamazoo comedian who will be recording 15 minutes with us on Saturday, April 21st at Skeleton Key Tattoo in Akron, Ohio, Victoria Mansberger.
Yay, hi, I'm
Victoria.
Yeah,
well, give it up for fucking Victoria. The first time we ever did Hate Flow Live, we always tour it with Sad Boys, Jeremy's sketch group, and they always have a comic do 15 minutes, and it was the first time that I had ever met you. And you did 15 minutes, and you literally crushed the entire time. And I was like, I can't remember the last time I saw somebody not suck for 15 minutes. And it was great.
Wow.
You were fantastic.
That is very flattering. Thank you.
And she's pretty funny on Twitter.
Oh, wow. That is less flattering. Thank you.
No, just because you always talk about how nobody fucking ever...
Yeah, I'm pretty down on myself, but that's... No,
well, that's
know.
Just... Isn't that all of us?
Yeah, I can call my dad a fag, but you can't call him a fag, you know what I'm saying?
That's how it works, Jordan. You know, you can't give everybody a little ribs like you want to do.
Oh, dude, I mean, she gets more retweets than I ever will ever, period.
More than I deserve, it's true.
I disagree with that. True. No, the only reason I say that is just because you're always down. Like, I'm like, dude, everything you fucking say is hilarious.
Oh, killing me.
Well, speaking of Victoria, why do you hate lies?
Why do I hate lies?
Is it lies or liars?
Lies.
Okay, okay, it's lies, liars, the lies of the people who tell them and their family members. And no, I'm just kidding. There's a number of reasons why I hate lies. I've had a lot of experience in my life with lies and liars. I would say that I was raised by a very, very skilled liar, my mother.
Yeah.
She's a pathological liar. She still lies to this day. She's very insane.
I dated a pathological liar,
yeah.
And it was awful.
I bet.
Like, it's terrible.
I can't imagine dating a pathological liar, somebody who just lies and doesn't even know they're lying, believes their own lies as soon
like,
as they say
let's
them.
Let's put it this way. Like, I think she turns 25 or 26 in a couple months, and she was supposed to be dead by the time she was 24 because of a disease she told everybody she had. She's still alive.
Yeah. Well, pathological liars are really into being sick. My mother's very into being sick. You can't have anything. She's had it or she currently has it.
Isn't that called, what's, there's a name for that.
Munchausen's?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. But Munchausen's is far worse. It's when you actually like make yourself ill, or by proxy you make someone else ill so that you get the attention of healthcare.
You like project it on them?
You actually physically make them ill. You like put Pine Sol in their formula so that your child is ill. So
didn't
that you have
they
to
do
take
that
them
in
to,
what's that? Sixth Sense.
In The Sixth Sense, yes, it was
lady,
in fact Pine Sol, I believe. Yeah, that's why I referenced Pine Sol. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but in fact, I mean, if you ever heard of a hip-hop artist from Michigan, Eminem, he claims to have suffered Munchausen's by proxy as well, that his mother made him sick as a child so that she would get attention.
Might have something to do with all the bleach.
Yeah. I guess it says peroxide, so.
So what kind of lies would your mother get away with?
Okay, well, my mother was awful, but I would say that the worst lie she ever told would be when my dad and her got divorced. I come home from school, it's like after like maybe the second day of first grade. I come home from school and she's just upset in the kitchen crying, "Your father has left us, your father has left us." For years, I believe this to be the case. My dad just abandoned us when I was a kid. Turns out that he had actually gone to Mexico on vacation, and my mother was supposed to send him money from his paycheck to get a bus ticket home, and she just didn't send him that money. Oh. So he didn't actually leave us at all, so much as she kind of forced him to
be stuck in Mexico.
Mexico. Yeah.
What is it? No Country for Old Men?
It was. It could be potentially a Coen Brothers film. I think I should probably pitch it to them at some point.
That would be great. I'd watch it.
It'd be great to have that meeting. Yeah.
No money for Victoria's dad.
Yeah, no money for my dad. No paycheck. No, no. And he was the manager of a drugstore. No manager of a drugstore money for my dad. Yes. Absolutely not. So that's probably the worst that my mother ever did. But I mean, one time I went to stay with her and I was like 21 and I found a bottle of antidepressants, just your straight up Prozac, in her closet. And she sees me looking at it and she goes, "Oh yes, I didn't tell you. I've been diagnosed with cancer and those are my medications." And I had been working as like a nurse's aide for over a year at the time. So I was pretty well aware that that's not what those drugs were for. I was glad she was on them, though.
Like, she has cancer of the truth.
Yes.
That was
true.
The cancer she had.
It is true. Yes. So I would say that is definitely one of the
worst.
She
sounds like a real piece of work.
She is, and that's why I am the most fantastic person that you'll ever meet. I was raised by one of the best people as far as entertainment value goes. Definitely.
I like it. I respect it.
Yeah.
Have that confidence.
Yeah, no, seriously, you got to. If you don't embrace it, then you cut yourself while looking in the mirror.
Just that's a lie. Confidence.
That's a lie that you tell yourself in the mirror. This feels good.
I feel something. Yes, I feel something. It's
true.
Well,
that got weird.
No. Jeremy's apparently familiar with lies himself.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm very familiar with lies, and I've told a lot.
I would hope you guys have better relationships with your mother, at least.
Well, my mom's a Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, wow.
And my mom's dead, so yes.
Oh, wow.
I have a much better
relationship. Your relationship's great with your mother.
You have no choice. And you, wow. Yeah, my sister's a Jehovah's Witness. I don't know what makes somebody choose to do that.
I do have a good relationship with my mother, but like the only thing is like we finally stopped arguing about like religion and stuff. Because it's like, I think I finally got across to her. I was like, we just go round and round, so there's no point in us having this conversation anymore. And I think she finally got that. But every once in a while, she'll break out. She'll be like, there's still hope. I'm like, look at me. There's like, there's how many people in this room right now? Just like, prove to my mother, there's no hope. I'm like, I'll be lucky to make it to 40. I mean, let's be honest. Oh. 50 would be a blessing.
I won't be lucky if you make it to 40.
Dude, you got, what, 2 years left? And I'm just begging. Like, I will pray to God that you die before.
But this is how we're going to get you back into the church.
Which
your
one?
Your mom's going to teach you how to do the Jehovah's Witness death
shuffle?
Prayer.
The Jehovah's Witness shuffle?
Yeah, you do the dance, and then I die. And you're back in the church.
Where's Bill Squire when you need him?
Oh my goodness. Not here. That sounds a little bit like magic, Jeremy.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
That's they don't like magic.
Nobody likes magic. No, and honestly, I didn't have anything down about religious lies in my talking points, but I think religious lies are something that I hate as well. I mean, have to own up to saying.
I've talked about it a million times, probably on the podcast, but just like if you know me, like the whole George Carlin bit on God was like what made me question everything in the first place. And like he starts that whole bit off, he's like, the greatest lie that was ever portrayed is like by clergymen. He's like, they're the biggest bullshitters in the world. That's true. They're just liars. You can't.
The worst lie that they tell is no one will find out.
If you tell, Jeremy.
Yeah, no,
only
I was gonna say that's the worst lie. Is like when they're just like, no. What was that documentary thing that was on Netflix?
That narrows it down.
Oh my god. My blood fucking boiled watching that shit. Let's not go there.
Well, the funny thing is that my parents, when they were married, we were Pentecostal. I was raised in a Pentecostal church.
Is that like fire and brimstone shit?
Fire and brimstone shit is extremely religious church. No television, no movies, no cutting your hair if you're a woman, no pants, no jewelry, no makeup. I wasn't allowed to cut my hair until I was 12. Even though my parents divorced when I was 6. And my dad came out of the closet, quote unquote, not really, but that's the reason my parents divorced when I was 6 is because my dad was actually gay and my mom was like, no more.
A psychopath?
Yeah. They're both obviously sort of in a way psychopaths because my dad marries my mother because he's gay and he's religious and he wants to deny the fact that he's gay. So he marries a woman and then he has 3 children and lives a lie for a good few years.
That is a fucking Coen Brothers movie. Absolutely. So,
no happiness for gay men.
Starring George Clooney. The men who stare at cocks. Yes.
Exactly. Intolerable cruelty, which is like already the name of one.
Faggo. Oh, wow.
Oh man, that got a semi-applause.
What was the last one they did?
The last one they did. Oh, it was Hail Caesar.
Wow.
Thank
Hail
you,
Caesar!
Thank you. Yes, Hail Caesar is the name of it.
Hello, Frisco.
You sounded like the Warner Brothers frog when you did that.
Come on, watch the WB. I don't know. I don't know what voices I'm
it's
doing
It's the
anymore.
CW now.
Oh, is it?
Do it again.
No, I'm not.
Now.
I'm not your monkey. I'm not your frog. Ribbit.
Damn it. You are the frog.
Get me my snails. And I'll be your frog. And a nice Bordeaux.
Everybody has their own references. Jordan hears that sound and he thinks of the WB frog. Like he's watched a lot of Dawson's Creek or something.
No, not right? Dawson's Creek.
Oh, Buffy?
Yeah.
Angel, maybe? I don't know. What are you watching on the WB girlfriends?
What else was on WB growing up? I never watched it, but what was that? Orange County. What was that show called? Yes, that. I didn't watch it, but I remember that show being on.
When I lived in Colorado, I had 3 WB stations from different cities, so I got to watch 3 different episodes of the Steve Harvey Show at the same time.
Like with picture-in-picture?
No, I didn't have the picture-in-picture technology. I was using like coat hanger antenna. There was no picture-in-picture. It was just like,
what's he gonna say on this one?
Yeah. What's Seti Bear going to do this week?
Wow.
Let's find out.
What?
Seti Bear. It was Cedric the Entertainer's name on the Steve Harvey
Show.
Oh,
yeah. Well, wait, they were teachers on that show, weren't they?
They were.
Yeah. What else was on the WB?
I think they're teachers in real life, if you listen and open
teachers
your heart.
Teachers of the world.
Yeah.
Isn't Steve Harvey, like, super homophobic?
Steve Harvey is, yeah. There's a lot of things wrong with Steve Harvey.
And my mustache
is an offense
too.
To gay men. It is.
He was born in Cleveland, unfortunately.
Just to say, I have a lot of respect for you guys' state. I really do. I recently have learned a lot more about it. 7 presidents from Ohio, you guys. Did you know that? 7
yeah.
U.S. presidents.
Doesn't
the
that
second
make
most
sense?
Of any state in the U.S., which is surprising because the other state that has more presidents out of it is Virginia, which makes sense because it's a colonial
it's where they started,
state,
yeah,
right?
They started
like it was
it.
One of the original 13 colonies. Ohio's not one of the original
13.
Somehow still, 7 people Better than any of the rest of people in Ohio.
No, I mean, the reason it's the second most number of presidents is because, you know, that was the first set of states that drove. So it's about as close to getting an immigrant in office as you're going to get.
No, that was the last guy. That was the last guy. Because wasn't he born in Hawaii?
He was.
Does that make them technically immigrants
if
they're born in Hawaii?
No.
It should.
You have to be a natural-born citizen to be a president.
Yeah, you have to be 35.
But no, wasn't he Muslim? Isn't that what everybody told us?
Yes, Barack Obama is a secret Muslim.
Secret Muslim.
Being Muslim doesn't mean that you weren't born in the United States.
I know. I'm fully aware of that. No, but you said secret Muslim. Like, that's the, like, Brock should do, like, a cartoon or, like, a TV show. It's like Secret Squirrel, but, like, secret Muslim.
Yeah, that's not at all like a landmine.
Oh, can you imagine Joe Biden as a little hedgehog?
That would be amazing. See,
come on, secret.
All fucking, excuse me, all fucking Hollywood does now is remakes. I pitch a good fucking idea and everybody shits all over it?
No, whatever. You're right.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. I just need a little validation. I need one validation.
See, that's sometimes why we have to lie, Victoria. You just did it right there. That was a good idea, Jordan.
Yeah, you're right. Just to get him to like calm
Shut
down.
Shut the fuck up.
Be quiet.
Yeah. Yeah. Lies serve a purpose, but you know, when they're creating more crimes than they're solving.
What do you mean they?
The lies. Like, you know, for example, telling Victoria that, you know, dad left. It's to soothe the child that doesn't know what's going on, but is creating a false narrative about their father, which is even worse. Like, what we just did there is, you know, this is a good idea, Jordan, to soothe your ego for a little bit. Everybody out there knows it was a bad idea, so we haven't really committed a huge crime.
It's not like anybody's going to green light it because we said good idea.
They don't want me to talk, so I'm just not going to do it.
It's not true.
That's a lie. I'm going to talk.
Yeah, of course you're going to just... I'm just still trying to figure out how to get you to shut the fuck up, Jordan. I'm doing a podcast with you.
You're the one who asked me to do this in the first place.
Eventually, you're going to have to stop talking, right? I mean, that's how...
Can Victoria just do stand-up? Because I'm tired of hearing your fucking voice.
Oh, my gosh. I can't do stand-up because I'm in a chair. It's just against the rules. Just
sit down.
It is.
What about people who are disabled?
Yeah, they can break the rules. They have their own set of rules, so they get to sit down while they do stand-up.
That doesn't sound discriminatory.
No, it's not. It's actually very, very inclusive. It's inclusion. You gotta... Never mind.
See, that's how politics work.
That's another.
You're talking
thing.
About the same thing, and people have two different opinions on it.
We can go bigger. We can go bigger. We can go bigger on lies, and we can say the lie of equality. That's one that I hate in a big way. So we can talk about disabled people if you want, and ability and ableism and things like that. It's a little bit. I don't know. Or we could talk about sexism.
Wait, are you saying people are lying about being disabled?
No.
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 It's a blatant lie that all people are equal.
Are equal in the United States.
The Constitution, or is it the Declaration of Independence? One of them says it.
All men
are created equal.
I believe that it says all men are created equal, and I don't know if that...
I want to say the George Carlin line, but I'm not going to say the N-word. When he talks about that, look it up. It's called "You Are All Diseased."
Yeah. Look up George Carlin in case you haven't heard.
Look
of
up
him.
George Carlin. In
Maybe
case
somebody
you,
hasn't.
In case you want to hear where Jordan gets
Google
all
one
of his
the
ideas.
Most famous comedians to have ever lived and died.
It was George Carlin and Richard Pryor is where I get my ideas from.
Hey,
here, so
hey, you want
off.
A hot tip? Here's this guy that everybody in here has heard of. Look him up. Thanks, Jordan.
I said look up whatever.
Not only should you look him up, but he was also right about everything. So you should just
believe about
everything that he says. George Carlin wasn't wrong, I wouldn't say. I like him quite a bit. I do agree with him.
I disagree with him mentioning that you should watch armpit, asshole, crotch, teeth with the same brush.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, that's...
No,
that's
he was saying you just take that extreme. Shower, not the same brush. You don't brush your teeth with a fucking loofah.
Oh, he's saying that in the shower you should do all those things at once.
Yes. With the same brush. That's the bit
Never mind,
with the
Jordan.
Same brush. See, if you had the bathroom buddy from Gremlins, then you would be doing it with the same tool. I like that, like, three people in the audience remember the opening of Gremlins. Great film. Bathroom. Look it up, you guys. Look it up. Look it up right after
it's probably on Carlin. It's probably on YouTube.
George Carlin, Gremlins. It's in alphabetical order, even.
Not only are you going to tell us about autistic popular things that you should have heard, but not this is where you can find them. There's this thing called YouTube.
Google.
Thanks, Jordan.
Your gut's hanging out, fatty.
Oh, my God. I thought he was talking to me, and I really believed him for a second. I was like, oh, no.
No, I was actually looking through you, which is maybe arguably more mean.
Yeah, potentially.
It's not hanging out. Why are you lying to me now?
It was.
It was minutes ago.
Then you pulled your shirt down. You're just lucky that there's this beautiful velvet.
Why do you think there's the beautiful velvet tablecloth here? It's to hide our bellies.
Do you see why I do what I do? It gets them all amped up. It's a lot of fun.
Have either of you ever told any lies?
No.
No, Jordan says no, that's a lie right there. How about you, Jeremy? You told any lies?
I've told people that I love them.
Yeah, wow. Ow. He just told me outside. Now I feel like personally affronted.
That I wasn't lying there.
Oh, okay.
Did you really tell Victoria outside that you love her?
No, I was just lying, okay. Jordan.
Oh. Yeah. These are also situations in which I lie when, you know, trying to... I don't have a... how can I put this? I don't have a responsibility to tell the truth when I'm up here. I have a responsibility to make you laugh. So if I can make you laugh by lying about something, I will do it. I am not above it.
That's cheap.
No, like, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Cheap.
I actually
that
have...
works in stand up. Like we do a podcast where we fucking that works in stand up.
Mm-hmm. It works in podcasts too. I talked about shitting in a Walmart dressing room and leaving my pants hung up there.
And you also
which
talked
is hilarious.
About you also talked about coming in the mayonnaise at fucking McDonald's, which wasn't true, and I called you out for that too.
No, that wasn't. First of all, it was the tartar sauce at Arthur Treacher's.
Fucking
I have a little
tomato,
bit more
tomato.
Class. I have a little bit more class than doing a, I'm going to come in the mayonnaise. No one will ever notice. No, they'll notice if you come in the tartar sauce. It throws off the flavor completely.
Pickles have vinegar in it, which destroys like the taste of like everything.
Yeah, I have a terrible diet and my ejaculate smells terrible.
You don't have a diet. Don't fucking, you don't have a diet. You just...
I have a diet of energy drinks and Reese cups, which is paid for by the great state of Ohio.
And by proxy, me, the taxpayer.
You, the taxpayer. Thank you for your tax dollars, Jordan. I will put them on my card at the beginning of every month.
How many episodes of Let the Hate Flow Through You include conversations about Jordan paying for your rock star through tax dollars?
I think just last week and this week.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, wow. It's apparently recently due to tax time been bothering Jordan.
Yeah, because I only got $700 back this year.
Oh.
Bullshit. Nah. And how much have you bought in fucking Rockstar energy drinks this year? More than $700,
more than $700, I can definitely say that. But all of those rock stars have gone towards making me the entertainer that you need me to be to make this show work.
Yeah, yep. Mm-hmm.
I think it's worth it. I would.
Really? You think so?
I think it's worth it. But I am from, like, you know, a very backseat perspective. So I'm not there every day. So I'm not, you know, I'm not
I feel
in the
like you're working
seat.
As a therapist right now.
I feel like that's what you guys really need.
Normally when people come on this show, they, like, after they hate on whatever they hate on, they, like, after the show, they'll be like, wow, I feel better. Like, that's, like, this works. It's like, we're not medically trained professionals, but we should be.
It's a Greek word. It's called catharsis, cathartic. It means that it gets you through some sort of emotional turmoil. It's what drama is supposed to do. It's what entertainment's supposed to do for you, to be honest, since the beginning of time. So you guys are doing a good job, if that's what you're getting feedback as.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's pretty good for you. That's what's happening. I have not gotten there yet, so
well,
I can't give you those four stars.
That's why you're being being the therapist tonight. Yeah, then.
It's true. Jeremy, I think Jeremy is right when he says that he's sitting here and he's being an entertainer. Not only does he need Rockstar to fuel himself, but he needs lies. And I don't disagree with that entirely. I think that comedy has slowly gotten me more comfortable with lying myself, that I can get on stage and I can exaggerate, I can embellish, I can lie, and I feel more comfortable doing it. And I think that acting in general would be considered lying if you really broke it down.
Without a doubt. But at the same time, like, I have a friend who always says, like, when he tells a story about something me and him did, and he embellishes or lies, because an embellishment is just a lie, he's always like, well, what's a good story without a little bit of embellishment? And, like, my answer is always the truth.
Yeah.
It's the truth, which, I mean, if it's a good story, all you need to do is tell the truth.
This is not the Moth, all right? You're not going to Moth parties. You're going to, like, you must tell the goddamn truth, otherwise you're breaking the rules.
Does the Moth Story Hour have those rules?
Yeah,
it has to be 100% NPR just true. Have, like, the truth rules? I feel like
I think they have
the
fact checkers.
Everything is the truth here.
Yeah.
If you're going to claim to have lost all four limbs to some sort of horrible third world disease, that has to be true.
Yeah,
I just heard a terrible story on NPR the other day about that, and I was listening to it. I was like, why am I listening to this?
What's your quality of life if you lose all four limbs?
I'd say it's down.
Any No Effects fans? Okay.
You're not
She's
swimming.
Nubs.
Do you like to swim? Yeah, it's swimming. She's Nubs.
Have you never heard that song? No. Oh, yeah, it's a song by No Effects about a fan of theirs who she literally has no limbs. And there's like videos of her rolling around.
Well, I feel like if you have no limbs, that pornographic films is definitely a career path.
Wow, who mentioned porn? Is that the only thing you
really
can do?
I immediately imagine that's what you would have
Victoria's
to do.
Victoria's like, if you have no limbs, that, like, just fuck.
Just fuck.
Just fuck.
On film.
Is that something you'd be into, or do you think it's just a common kink?
I would watch it. I wouldn't say that I'd be into it, but I'd watch it.
See, that's the dangerous thing about watching stuff like that, is that as soon as you watch it, you might become into it. Like, you might not be into it now, but you watch it, and then, you can't go back, you know? There's no going back. There's not.
But, I mean, if somebody's getting paid to do that...
You're, like, dating
a
girl, and you're imagining her without limbs. You're like, oh, if only she didn't have limbs, you know? Like,
the mental pictures have just flashed in my head. No, that's weird.
You find a girl who's like, just, she's missing an arm. It's not enough. You know?
There's too much of you to
this
love.
This is also a Coen Brothers film, you guys. Just,
yeah.
So, you know.
That's like a David Lynch movie.
No, it is. It is actually. It's called Boxing Helena, but it's not a David Lynch movie. It's his daughter, and I can't think of her name. It might be something as blasé as Jennifer. No offense to anyone named Jennifer. But, I mean, just for David Lynch to name his daughter Jennifer is surprising. But I think her name is something like that.
Yeah, no, it is something. Yeah. It's basic, bitch.
I like that the one group of people that we're worried about offending is people named Jennifer.
Yeah, please, Jennifers, if you're out there, I love you. Jennifer Aniston, Jennifer Lawrence, Jennifer Love Hewitt. There's a good crowd of people that suck.
Jennifer Lawrence is awesome.
Excuse me.
She's great. Jennifer Lawrence is awesome.
What is wrong with the Ghost Whisperer?
There's nothing wrong with Jennifer Love Hewitt.
What the fuck is the Ghost Whisperer?
Exactly. Thank you. Don't speak out of turn then. And then the other one.
The fuck is the Ghost Whisperer? What Disney movie did I miss?
It's like a fucking 10-season CBS series starring Jennifer Love Hewitt.
It wasn't on a CW?
Have seen it. But actually, she's actually in that show. It's funny because one of my points here on the paper that I wrote down is mediums. I wanted to talk about mediums because I hate them. And in that show,
like
she's a medium. She's the Ghost Whisperer, Miss Cleo. Or recently, my boyfriend and I have been watching this, like, young punk on TV. I think his name's, like, Tyler Henry. And he's, like, 14 or something. And he goes to celebrities' houses and pretends to talk to their dead relatives. And when I was growing up as a teenager, there was a guy on television named John Edward who had a show called Crossing Over. And he did the same thing. And I find it horribly offensive. My boyfriend says, and we're going to go back, we're going to have a call back. My boyfriend says it's cathartic, that it helps people, that it's not like people who are grieving. They go and they talk to this medium and they're like, oh,
yeah,
I
have
feel
a 14-year-old
better.
Lie to you.
Yeah, exactly. somehow that makes them feel better. But that 14-year-old is also, you know, he's being paid. He's being paid to read people.
I like how you're doing like the money thing. Like, he's getting paid buku bucks.
So this guy on TV is getting paid buku bucks. I mean, he's going and talking to C-list celebrities, Jordan.
Is he like a ghost, bro?
He is.
Is he like, talk to me, bro?
No. He's like, he's very, I'm pretty sure he's gay, but he's not probably discovered that himself, given that he's like 14. But yeah, he doesn't seem very bro-y at all. But he's still lying.
He might be lying to himself until he gets to that age where he can make that decision.
Yeah, we all have to get to the age where we realize who we are sexually. We just have to be mature enough to make that decision.
I failed the Kinsey test the other day.
You did?
Yeah.
How do you fail it? Because I don't think there's really a Kinsey. You just fall somewhere on it.
No, here, I'll read it to you. You guys, I'll find it. I'll read you my exact results.
Basically, he scored a 7.
Yeah, he says, Jeremy thinks it's funny to say I'm super gay. Hilarious.
It is hilarious because it gets your craw.
I won't give a shit.
The Kinsey test is so old. I wouldn't say so much that it tests if you're gay. It tests if you're sexually adventurous, really.
Like which I would admit. All right, so it's like you have completed the Kinsey scale test. If you've never taken it, it's like 1 through 6. Or 0 through 6, you're like either heterosexual all the way to 6, you're super homosexual. And I got an F, and it says, the test failed to match you to any Kinsey type. Either you answered some questions wrong, or you're a very unusual person. And I like, that was the most proud I've ever been in my life. I was like, yeah, I fucked with the Kinsey test. Like, you don't know what I am. You don't know what weird shit I'm into. Fuck with me, Kinsey. Come back from the dead.
We know you like cocks. We just don't know how much you like cocks.
Not yours.
I'm not asking for you to like my cock. It's fine.
Jordan, I think the lady doth protest too much.
And that's where the fun lies. Victoria gets it. mediums are terrible liars, but that is... they're telling you what you want to hear for comfort.
But they're con artists. I mean, they're just like, I mean, I don't know if any of you have seen Leap of Faith. Steve Martin is a really great movie where he plays a religious con artist. Like, but con artists are con artists. I mean, they just read you. They can tell from small details and body language details about you and what you're going to likely be wanting to hear, and they are able to do so. And I do find that to be an impressive skill, maybe even worthy of paying for to see, like mentalist tricks and things like that. But I don't think it's cool to tell people that you're talking to their dead relatives. I think it's pretty fucked up, to be honest with you.
What about Whoopi Goldberg and Ghost?
Oh, that is completely different because that was real. Like, that really happened. Like, that.
That's
there was
a documentary.
There was film of that. Yeah, like, that was filmed.
It's basically what Patrick Swayze's doing in the afterlife. They filmed it before he actually died.
Oh, my God.
Is he in love with Demi Moore?
Patrick Swayze's life was just a spec script for his afterlife. All right, yeah, they're not all going to be winners.
Yeah, no, you're right, Jeremy. He's in heaven bouncing at the roadhouse in the sky. He is. He's up there.
He's also dancing.
He is dirty dancing his way into my heart as a young girl.
I'm just glad he danced his way into cancer.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow.
I was going to say this could be love, but now, no.
No.
Nope. This could be... What the fuck did Patrick Swayze ever do to you, loser?
He wasted away in front of my eyes and disappointed me.
No. Patrick Swayze never did anything to me except for star in some of my favorite films ever. So I'm just going to be sad that he's dead, I guess. Not going to lie up here. Not about Swayze.
No.
You don't lie about the Swayze?
No, but I did have a friend
there's honor among Swayzes. Got it.
Who liked to call bad things brown. He would say, oh, that's so brown. That's so brown. And depending on how bad it was, he would like give it different levels of brown. And Nolte brown, like Nick Nolte brown, was really bad. But Swayze brown was really bad. So if something was awful, he would be like, that's Swayze brown. Yeah.
So that's like failing the Kinsey test.
It is failing. The Kinsey test is Swayze Brown for sure. Yeah. I just want you all, whoever's hearing this, to use that scale from now on to, in the future, see something horrible and be like, God, that is so Swayze Brown. Swayze Brown.
I feel like that was a strain of weed my parents bought.
That is very good, yeah.
Or probably. Her dad in Mexico.
Yeah, potentially, yeah.
Got that Swayze Brown, Holmes. All right, so these are some lies you're experiencing from a distance, but where up close now are you having to deal with these lies in your life?
Well, up close and personal, I would say that I'm still at a distance from lying because I've done a good job in distancing myself. But in my personal life, where it has affected me and made me the person I am today, I would say that lies are still in effect. When I was a teenager, I was a horrible liar. I would say that I took after my mom and I lied for attention. I lied for to impress people. I just thought it would be, you know, make me cooler to do things. For instance, here's an example. An example that was very telling about my personality. I made a friend my freshman year of high school, and her name was Tara, and we got along quite well. And for some reason, I thought maybe we didn't get along well enough, and I needed to up the ante. So I told her that and convinced her that I was a witch, that I had some sort of power, some sort of ability to cast spells.
She was a magician.
I was a magician. I stole a lot of books from the Barnes and Noble.
I thought you were going to say the library.
No, from the Barnes & Noble on Westridge here in Kalamazoo. Hi, Barnes & Noble. Stole a lot of books from there when I was a teenager about witchcraft. Had like a library to show her and told her that I could tell by looking at her and knowing her that she too also shared these abilities and that we just needed to work on harnessing them together. And over the course of a year, I had her thoroughly convinced that she was somehow a witch and we would like do ridiculous things.
Did you
with,
send
like,
her a
candles.
Hogwarts letter?
No, I did not, but I did tell her, you know, she was obsessed with this boy, Jason, and we would cast spells to make him fall in love with her, and eventually they did go out with each other, and he was just the worst boyfriend ever. None of it was very good, and to this day, she still doesn't talk to me, because it was just obviously very, very fucking weird. Like, why?
Did you wear, like, a witch hat?
No. It wasn't like, you know.
Hocus pocus.
It was more, you know, like, you know, the craft had just come out, Jordan, you know?
And, yeah. So you were a goth bitch,
not a
witch.
I was a goth, you know, but I wasn't goth, though. I didn't wear makeup or anything. I just had a very active imagination, I would say.
How many things were light as a feather and stiff as a board?
Yeah. Only one of those things. I mean, I would like to be light as a feather. I would like any cock in my life to be stiff as a board.
A little bit of applause. Some people are stiff cocks. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I like stiff cocks. I prefer a cock to be, you know,
flaccid.
But I like to
chub.
Be like, is it in there? That's like, I'm not sure.
I like it to where it can go around corners.
Yeah. I like it because I do. I like it to get in there and clean every nook and cranny. I don't. Like just
so like
to
a sponge cock
to like smush into the corners, you know, really get in there, get behind things, you know, under and behind,
under and behind, hard to reach places.
Oh, that's another lie that I know. I was thinking about the lie of the female body because there are so many that revolve around it. I'm sure you guys have been told your own lies about the female body. I don't know.
Suggest one.
Why do you look at me?
I look at Jordan because I feel like he's told a lot of lies about female bodies.
Give me an example.
The number of them you've seen naked.
It's in the double digits. I mean,
It's up there. Yeah. No, I was kidding.
And does my mom count?
I would say, like, okay, for instance, the idea that the female orgasm may or may not exist. Like,
oh, it definitely exists.
Oh, it does, yeah.
It definitely
but
exists.
Have you ever heard anyone say it doesn't?
Yeah, in eighth grade.
Well,
His name was Roy.
I feel like I heard
no
it just the other day.
No person named Roy has ever given a girl an orgasm, period. No. Period. Except
sorry,
maybe
Roy
Rogers, because those burgers were dope.
No, Jennifers or Roys were hurt in the taping of this, you guys. Just so you know, other than feelings-wise. I don't know. I feel like Roys probably give good head just to make up for the fact
that you can give good head and still not make somebody come.
No.
I'm just saying part of the experience. Part of the experience for that is definitely not going, oh, Roy.
Oh, Roy.
That never happens.
Isn't that a dog food?
Old
no, that's
Roy.
Old Roy. I mean, if you're old Roy, yes. Mm. See why you like this.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. They tell you childbirth will hurt, but they don't tell you how much. That's another lie. I want you all to know that I've done it, and it's fucking awful. You don't forget. You don't forget. This is like, go home, tell your daughters.
It really hurts.
It really hurts. It's not, and nobody's playing. It's like, how am I not dying? How am I not dead? Kind of pain. Mm. Yeah.
Wait, what did you just
say? Like, what? What?
Wait, did I blank on something?
I don't know.
What was that last thing?
Childbirth hurts, Jordan.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I mean, there are times where I thought don't I gotta knew worry because about it. I had such bad kidney problems, but I don't think it...
What are you, fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger and Junior?
Yes, I was hoping...
I mean, you look like that.
I was trying to give birth out of my pee hole, but the clump of cells that came out was just jagged and hurt a lot.
Is that how that movie was going to work? I don't remember. I only saw it once. Was
no, he would have had a cesarean section, I'm pretty sure. They would have cut it out of him. And you should see that movie again if you've only seen it once. Junior.
I'm good.
You good?
I'm good.
I'm sorry, but there's going to be later at my house an Arnold Schwarzenegger late 80s comedic film fest, and we're going to show Twins and Junior, and I invite all of you, okay?
I'll be at another house showing Conan the Barbarian and Predator and Red Dawn.
Total Recall.
And Total Recall.
Terminator. Yeah, no, not as good as Twins.
The good ones.
Not as good as Junior. I know they get all the attention.
Why don't you watch Jingle All the Way?
Jingle All the Way is really good as well. I just want you guys.
And Anakin Skywalker.
Don't let him tell you that it's not. It's very good. If you like Christmas films.
There are no Christmas films that I enjoy.
That's crazy. All Christmas films are good if you like.
He's Jewish.
If you like, it doesn't matter. Even if you're Jewish, there's something for you.
Ah, humbug.
There's something for you. There is. You got to watch that Rudolph movie. Have you seen the Rudolph one?
I've seen the Rudolph one.
And you don't like that one?
Not a fan.
Well, like the Rankin and Bass, like the claymation one? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I know that Bumbles Bounce and all that. It's just not my deal.
Isn't that the one Arnold Schwarzenegger watches in Batman and Robin?
It might be. Batman and Robin, yet another great Arnold Schwarzenegger film.
That one I won't agree with.
Mr. Frost.
But anytime I want to watch a Batman movie, my girlfriend's like, put on that one. It's really funny. I'm like, that's not the point of Batman.
What? Yeah, that's weird. Mm-hmm. I would like to watch again next day at my house. Michael Keaton film fest. All the Michael
Can we
Keaton
watch Gung Ho?
Gung Ho, Multiplicity.
Mr. Mom,
please come by.
Like, no,
come
Michael
through,
Keaton,
come through.
And then Michael we'll show Keaton. You his later work.
Beetlejuice.
Was it called Birdman?
I forgot Beetlejuice. Birdman. Yeah, the Oscar-winning film is pretty good. It's all right. Oh, six. Yeah, it's a game six. Oh, also Clean and Sober, you guys. We're going to get into the depressing ones.
One.
We're
going to
get
one.
Into the depressing Michael Keaton films. We will.
Like
we will
My Life?
There. My Life.
When he dies of AIDS?
Oh, my God. He does the whole video for
Spoiler alert.
Oh, spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
I think you're allowed to spoil movies once they're like 2 years old. That's the rule now.
My Life is like 2 decades old.
I was going to say, not YouTube. Not on YouTube.
He said YouTube. Not on YouTube. I don't know. I think you can spoil anything, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Enough lies about what movies you're going to be showing. What are some of the biggest lies that you've told, but you still have to tell on a regular basis because you're in too deep at this point?
Oh, my gosh. That's a really good question. I don't know if there are any because I really cleaned up my act at a certain point because I have horrible luck. Like, I have Murphy's Law. That's what I live by. Mm. And I, like, lied to my dad a lot in school, and every time I would lie to him, something horrible would happen. Like, I have a screw in my ankle from telling my dad I would be somewhere and being somewhere else. Another time I got into car accidents regularly when I would tell my dad a lie. I felt like I was punished, you know, like pretty punished. But I did ruin my marriage. I ruined my marriage by lying. So I was married for 5 years, and at the end of my marriage, I started sleeping around with my husband, which, you know, I didn't tell him. I didn't tell him that was happening. So I definitely lied by omission. And then, of course, just... in general, lied day to day, and then ended up having to divorce my husband. I have a son from that marriage, and I guess I don't tell him that that's why the marriage ended. So that could be a lie that I continually uphold day to day.
I mean, and, is it necessary to tell him at this point, though? Because, I mean...
At some point, I think you have. How old is he?
He's going to be 12 next month.
Yeah, you don't tell him then. Yeah. Keep lying
know.
To him.
I don't know when you tell him, I'll be honest.
I mean,
or if you tell him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's a really smart kid, and I try not to lie to him at all. I think it's really important not to lie to him. And he's one of the most impressive people as far as lying goes in my life, because he does lie to me occasionally. Like, he'll say he brushed his teeth when he didn't, but he's really bad at it, so I'm able to tell that he's lying, and that's cool. But he always hated lies, and one to the point where watching, like, advertisements on television would upset him. He would either say that they were bragging or they were lying. He'd be like, why is Pepsi bragging? Or why is this company...
They're not better than Coke.
Why is this company lying on TV? And I was like, I don't know. It's just the way of the world, you know?
So he's obviously able to see through the bullshit. When is he be able to see through all the bullshit?
No. I don't know. Who can see through all of it?
I have no idea. Yeah. I have been able to fool a lot of people thinking some things about themselves.
Sometimes I think I can see through all bullshit, but I know it's not true. I still fall for all kinds of dumb shit. I was watching Bride Wars before I came here.
She's an incredible source.
Talk about being lied to, right? No, it is an incredible source. But talk about being lied to, like the lie of romance and romantic comedies and things like that. It's awful. None of that is true.
Hey, isn't that a reality TV show?
Bride Wars, no, it's a movie. It's
a movie
with Anne Hathaway and Kate Hudson. It's a really terrible movie. Yeah, it was on E! Movies We Love. Because I was watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians, which I'm not going to lie, it's one of my favorite shows. So,
what is the appeal of Keeping Up with the Kardashians to you?
I'm a secret Kardashian. I don't know. What the hell does there need to be an appeal? They're royalty. It's like the same thing as looking at like the king and queen.
That's the problem with America. She just said they're royalty.
They are royalty. They're American royalty.
She got famous from fucking Ray J. That's not royalty.
I don't know, though. I mean, that may be
We did an episode about it.
Yeah. That may be like the start of it, but that's not what people know Kim Kardashian as.
That's what I know her for.
Yeah. You've watched that probably more than you've seen Keeping Up with the Kardashians, though. So
I've never
seen
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Some of us have seen the Ray J video once or twice, and Kim in a lot of other things more
often.
I've
probably only seen it once or twice.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anybody who marries Kanye West isn't royalty. Strictly for the fact that he claims to be royalty.
Kanye West is American royalty, period. He's just rich and famous, and that's enough to be American royalty because we live in a capitalistic society, which is another lie. We're told that we live in some sort of, you know, what is it again they say, democratic society?
Democratic republic.
Blah, 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 blah. You vote with your dollar. If you guys didn't know that, you don't vote in that ballot box when you go down there and you're like, oh, I don't want Trump or oh,
finally,
I do
she says something
want
I
Trump.
Agree with.
Blah, 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 blah. You vote with your buck. That's how you vote in this country because this country is capitalist. That's what it is. And Kim Kardashian, therefore, is royalty. Justin Timberlake is royalty. Kanye West is royalty.
Justin Timberlake,
Ryan
I would agree
Seacrest
with.
Is goddamn royalty. Is he
no.
like the, he's like the jester, but he's definitely living in the goddamn castle. You know, so.
Well, apparently he's been doing too many close-up magic tricks. Is what we've been hearing as of late.
It's sexual harassment, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sexual harassment.
Ryan Seacrest is accused of sexual harassment.
Yeah.
Oh, that's.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the victims, but that's great because fuck him. I want to see his career die.
Oh, my God.
And if
God.
That's the means through which, hey, some people got to go down.
You know, just so that we get to, like, maybe the heart of why I picked lies as my topic is has to do with sexual harassment. It has to do with going down, Jordan, which if you're interested, we can talk about that later. But I'm just kidding. See, exactly. This is why I was accused of sexually harassing people in my scene, my local comedy scene. I was accused of being a sexual predator, not just sexually harassing, but being a sexual predator, which is a pretty serious thing, right? It's not just maybe like, oh, oh, I've crossed the line with somebody. It's like, oh, I am repeatedly preying upon people in some sort of sexual way. I don't know. In the hour that we've known each other, I may not have come across as a sexual predator, but I want to let you know right now, firmly, that I am not a sexual predator. I just am not. It's not the case. I'm awfully flirty sometimes. I don't know how you prove it. Do you, like, right. not sexually harass somebody?
Okay, this is how we're going to prove it. We've got sleeping sad boys in the back, and we're going to walk you back there. I'm going to unzip their flies and see what happens.
That right there, that's sexual
fucking
predator.
See, now I am not sure if I am or am not a sexual predator because I don't know what I would do in that situation.
Okay, this is another test we've got, the sexual predator test. We're going to leave the doors open to the shower, and we're going to just let El Jordano Diablo soap up real good. And he's going to use some fine-smelling soaps, and we're going to see if you can resist. And if you can't resist, you're a sexual predator.
I'm pretty monogamous, so
see,
that's not going to happen.
The thing is that I am flirty as hell, and I used to drink more often, and I'd be even more flirty, and I would, you know, say sexual things to men, and men would say sexual things back to me. It's pretty standard fare in a bar a lot of the time.
Like, suck my cock, huh?
Yeah, ha-ha, like, suck my cock.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like, et cetera. And I maybe even have maybe crossed a boundary once or twice. I mean, I won't deny that, but would I call it sexual predation? No. And when the person accused me of it, not only did they feel like they had to accuse me of sexual harassment, which I would have been like, okay, maybe. I can see that, maybe. But they had to actually lie. They had to up the ante, and they lied. And they said that they had witnessed me grab the asses and genitals of nearly every male comic in my scene.
Was this a dude or a girl?
It was a woman accusing me of this, saying that she'd seen me do that.
I seen it. I seen you grab them balls.
Ain't true. Not a word of it's true. So at this point, I can't even go, hey, okay, maybe I've done something this. Like, no, I didn't do this. This is beyond something that I didn't do. And it is a life-destroying lie. Like, this isn't some petty-ass shit. This is her on Facebook saying, do not book Victoria Mansberger because she is a sexual predator. That's what we call defamation, even in the legal world, if you want to break it down. Because in the legal world, there's like three kinds of lies: slander, libel, and defamation. And they're all pretty equally bad, I guess. I don't know. But that's what it is. So, I don't know. It made me very, very upset to be lied about like that. And it's hard to defend yourself from there. Like,
no, because again, there is no test. I mean, I did think of another one, though. So,
okay, what is it?
I'm going to start a $100 bar tab, and I'm just going to get a line of dudes to just use that up. As much as
he
they possibly...
He said line of dudes, and I got excited as fuck.
That was also a lie. Sheer doesn't have $100, so...
All right, so the line of dudes, $100 bar tab is going to get a line of dudes to do what each are
going to
get a drink.
They're going to be open to suggestion.
Okay.
And you're going to be able to prey on them if you so choose, because they will not be able to defend themselves.
Yeah, because that is legal age if you have a
sober
person,
a beer, you
have
can't
sex
say no.
with an intoxicated person, that is sexual predation.
It is.
So, and I am a sober person, so if any of you are drunk and want to be preyed upon, I'll be over there.
But by going
by
over
the merch
there,
table.
Yes.
Yeah, buy the merch table, go over there. But by going over there, you are implying consent.
You are implying consent. In fact, just by being here. No, I'm just kidding.
I've tried that before. It doesn't work.
I bet you
it doesn't work.
You're like, look, no, seriously, walking in the door. This is like a vampire situation. Yeah. You guys have all consented.
You've invited us in, so you're powerless now.
There are some lies I like. There are some lies I like. I like conspiracy theories. So I like the idea that we landed on the moon in 69. That's a pretty cool lie.
That means sex.
It does mean sex.
That's a Jeremy joke, by the way. He didn't laugh at it, but if he would have said it, he would have expected me to laugh at it. And I probably would have.
Yeah.
Yeah. I laugh at every 69 joke if I get it. It's always funny. It's always funny. 69ing is awful. 69ing is a lie, you guys. There's nothing enjoyable about 69ing.
Hold on.
That's not a lie.
That's not true. It is work both ways.
Yeah, it is.
It is distracting and it is work both ways.
It is distracting.
Distracting labor. It isn't worth it. 50-50. The 69 is not worth it. 50-50. Every time, 50-50. That's where you should take turns.
Taking turns.
It's a little longer, right? But why are we taking shortcuts in our lovemaking anyway? What is wrong with us?
Well, if you're... I don't know. I met somebody that was really into it, but she wasn't even lying on our sides. She just wanted to, like, put her feet... I don't know how this worked, but one leg on the fucking headboard and like one leg squatted over me while she was blowing me. I think she just wanted to practice yoga or something.
Also
like that.
A lie.
It sounds more like a canine.
Yeah,
it's probably the truth.
It sounds a lot like a canine.
Looking back on it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you could make that argument.
Like, give me a K, right? Like, yeah.
Did you just admit it to fucking a dog? Not you, him.
I did also, though. Yeah. We both.
Neither had... surprises me, no. To be honest. But yeah.
I had to get through college, you know, so I don't know.
This is how you do it.
Yeah.
Speaking of getting through college, we have to get through episode by episode, so we have to thank the people responsible for helping us get there. Thank you, Jess Ballstick at Epic Fall on the Twitter, and Britt Fox, Xbox Rocks on Snapchat and Instagram. Victoria, where can we find your work?
At Average Grades on Twitter.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. You should follow me if you don't. If you don't have a Twitter, you should make a Twitter just to follow me. Yeah. No, really.
Please. You could be that person who follows one person. And it could be Victoria. Yeah. And then you'll get, like, at least within 1 year, a minimum of 100 spam followers. So you'll look really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
That's how it works. And for those of you listening in the Northeast Ohio area, Victoria will be in town Saturday, April 21st, recording a compilation with Jensen Strock and Tabitha Jones at Skeleton Key. So please come out and see her. She is so great.
Put on by the fucking network that we're on. Yeah,
the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Thank you.
That's our network. So, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates lies as much as Victoria.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a real pain offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep saying no.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.